Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am on the phone with Bishop J. Drew Scheer, the senior pastor of Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ. Also, the prelate of Michigan North Central Jurisdiction, chairman of the Michigan and Canadian Council of Bishops, and general board member of the International Churches of God in Christ Forever. How are you?
I'm blessed, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing really, really well. It's just a lot going on in everybody's life, right?
Absolutely. I'm so glad to hear your voice and have this opportunity to talk to you, and you certainly have my prayers and your loss. And this has been a tough season, but we're going to keep on navigating.
Absolutely. You know, we're talking about off the air COVID-19 and the impact it's had on not only on our lives personally, with your mom passing away and then last year my mom passing away, but just the churches as a whole, it's just done so much to the body of Christ.
Yes, and, you know, but I remember, Randy, I did an interview when this first started happening, and people were saying, well, why is this happening in the city of Detroit? Because we got Michigan was getting hit so hard, and then they said, and the church, and I shared with them, because the church and those of us in Michigan, we're warm people. We shake hands. We hug people.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest thing that is so aggravating to me about this season, of course, I participate. We have to wear the mask. But the thing is that I can't see people smile.
Yeah. That's got to be tough.
It is, you know, and I told somebody, this is the greatest thing that I hate, is that I can't smile at people and I can't see them smiling at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, Randy, we've got to learn how to do something that a photographer told me some years ago. You got to learn how to smile with your eye.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
For sure. Yeah. It makes a big difference because you don't really know how a person feels. And then not being able to, you know, touch your neighbor, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a whole nother subject.
You see.
But I am really thrilled because what I do know about what has happened is it's made us have to pivot in the churches and do things differently. And I know that you have been very instrumental in helping churches make that pivot.
Sure. We created a ministry called Stretch, and that ministry has been able to help others who are struggling with the social media issue, the technology, and just encourage them to continue doing ministry during the pandemic and not sit back and say, well, we'll wait until this passes. Because as you know, this has been almost a year now.
Yeah.
And just think about being without ministry for a year. So we had to adjust. We had to, do what we needed to do, make the adjustments so that we could continue to do ministry. Because Jesus didn't tell us to do ministry until a pandemic comes. But he told us to keep doing ministry until the end of the world,
we've
got something to do.
Yeah, we have a lot to do. And I think that one of the impacts that it's had is people who wouldn't ordinarily go into a church building, they're now able to go to church.
Absolutely. We're reaching an audience that we never would have been able to reach under normal circumstances.
Say amen for Bishop J. Drew Scheer.
We are the Detroit Praise Network. I'm on the phone with Bishop J. Drew Scheer, senior pastor of Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ. So what about people who have gone out and done mission work? How are you adjusting with that, or how are you teaching people to adjust to that?
Well, a lot of times we don't like to think about it in this way. When we say mission, people like to think of going into a foreign country or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is charity begins at home and then it spreads abroad. And so what we've had to do is we've had to make some adjustments with people who are in need right here in our city. Of course, we always were giving away groceries. We partner with Forgotten Harvest and Gleaners, and we give groceries away every third Saturday of the month. And we have been able to service about 2,000 people on a monthly basis. But since this COVID-19, we've had some other help from people like the LaGrasso brothers, who gave us vegetables and fruits and meats and whatnot. And so we've been able to beef it up a little bit and give people groceries. And that is our mission. I'm going to tell you, Mr. Gary Torgo, who was the CEO of Chemical Bank then, and I think it's TCF now, he called a group of us ministers in, about four of us, and he gave us $25,000 apiece that we were able to give people in our communities like a stimulus package.
Oh, wow. And
so, that, you know, he's a phenomenal gentleman, and we thank him so much. And so we've been able to do things like that. I had an opportunity where churches were calling me and people in ministry from across the country, and were asking me to help them. And of course, I was helping them out of my pocket. It became overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so I put together what is called the JDS Ministry Relief Fund. And we had other ecumenical leaders come together, and we raised money. We raised approximately $100,000, and we were able to give that money to ministries that applied for it.
Right.
And so that was a great blessing also.
Yeah, that is just amazing, because it's just so much as a bishop that, you know, that goes into this. You know, you're not just talking about your flock. There are churches of God in Christ and churches in general in our area that are suffering.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And you know, God has blessed us. And when God blesses us, I often say, whatever you get your hands on is not necessarily exclusively for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to be able to share. You got to have be able to give someone else an opportunity to do something.
Well, what kind of advice do you have for those pastors and ministers who are listening right now?
Well, the thing is I want to just encourage them not to give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pursuing and to reach our goal, our objectives in ministry. And let's just keep on. The world still, there are many people in the world that still need to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to figure out a way. We've got to come up with a way to do ministry, even when it seems like the enemy is trying to shut ministry down,
mm-hmm.
because we have to ascertain what are the needs of the people, and then we must meet their needs, because ministry is meeting the needs of people.
Yes. Amen. Amen and amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy for you. You got a new son-in-law.
I do. We kind of lead an in-law off. He's a new son. I got another son, and he's a great young man, and I appreciate him so much.
Yes. And then Kiara and Karen have new music out. It's just so much going on for you all, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful and happy to know you all.
I am happy to know you.
Well, everybody, is Bishop J. Drew Sheard, Senior Pastor of Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ. And how can they find you all?
Well, they can get me on, I have my Facebook page, and it is Bishop J. Drew Sheard Ministries. Or you can, of course, you know, we're in a campaign now, and you can go to my campaign page at Sheard2021.com.
Absolutely. And that's going to be exciting as well.
Yes, yes. Please continue to keep me in your prayers, Miss Randy.
For sure. For sure. You got it. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Thank you so much for having me on here.